Welcome back to our regular program for Heritage Ministries in our area. We're here to talk about assisted living and many aspects of life enhanced by Heritage. And joining me again today is Robin Schroeder, Director of Sales at Heritage. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
We have spent this month talking about issues related to assisted living. One of the things that we've kind of hopscotched over, I think, in each of those programs is the opportunity to come and visit and learn. So if you would take a few minutes today to sort of walk through that process, people call you, connect with you through social media or by some other means, make an appointment, and then a family member or two or three or more come to the door. What happens then?
Sure. We encourage folks to give us a call and we'll set up a personalized tour for them of either of our assisted living facilities. However, folks are always welcome to stop by anytime that's convenient for them. But if they should call and schedule an appointment with us, we will bring them in, we'll sit down, we'll talk to them about what is happening in their life currently, what they might need some help with, what they're struggling with, kind of their care needs, and discuss that with their family members or friends that are present with them. We will tour the facility and show them the prospective rooms or room that might be available to them and discuss what activities are offered, what they can partake in for the day, daily activity. And they may want to have lunch with us one day. They may want to participate with an activity that we're doing. And so we invite them to come out and see us.
This is something that, as I sit here and put myself in the position of either the family members who are supporting perhaps older members of the family or the people who could potentially come to be a part of assisted living at Heritage, that this could be kind of a nervous moment in terms of the anticipated transition, the challenges thereunto attached, you know, the desire not to have to make the transition, though it may be evident that some kind of assisted living might be valuable for the people. Am I on track with that? What's it like to be in the room with families in these circumstances, Robin?
Sure. The unknown certainly can pose some issues for folks. So we'd like you to come out and see us in person and resolve those questions you might have. We will walk through the facility, a good idea of what the residents are experiencing in the facilities. It is just like a home setting. However, there's 24/7 care.
People can come more than once?
Absolutely. People can come more than once. Often they do. And multiple family members may join them.
And the more often they come and get familiar with, you know, who's there and how the place is set up just physically in terms of the hallways and the restrooms, the easier it can become later on to make that transition into assisted living?
Absolutely. Come out, get familiar with us, get to know us, visit with our staff. Check us out.
There are two areas of assisted living, and we've said this often during our programs so far on assisted living in July, but I want you to note them again because they are distinct and different.
Absolutely. Berquist Memorial in the heart of the Homestead campus in Gary, New York, in Orchard Grove, right out here in your backyard in West Ellicott, Jamestown, on Southwestern Drive.
If someone is anticipating making the call, we'll give the phone number and contact information. Is there immediate availability? Is there a waiting list, short or long? Talk to me about the potential transition to assisted living at Heritage.
Well, I'm going to encourage people to come in, check us out. If they're interested, do an application. In the industry, things always change. So there may be availability today. We may be full tomorrow. So certainly doing the application, getting that on file, if they have any inclination that they are going to want to move forward with us. And then we'll work from there.
So starting what could be a difficult conversation the first time around with family members is a little daunting, but you're suggesting that we ought to get on with it if we sense that it's going to happen sometime in 2019, for example, when the weather turns a little cooler and the days are a little darker, in order to ensure that when the actual time has come, that there's space available.
Absolutely. And I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised with what they find at Heritage, that it is all the comforts of home and a little bit more.
One thing we haven't done yet, how can people find you, get additional information, set up that first tour, that introduction to assisted living at Heritage?
Certainly. Just call us 716-763-5608.
Robin Schroeder is Director of Sales at Heritage. We'll be back next week at the same time.
Thank you.